I'm calling to order the Budget and Audit Subcommittee here at 10:39 a.m. on September 1st. Let's do a roll call of the board members on the phone. Julie Sandy.
I'm here.
Anna McKinnon is excused absence, and I'm here myself, so we have a quorum. Starting with staff in the room.
Brenda Applegate.
Alan Weitzner.
Lex Sorrento.
Robert Hawkins.
Alyssa Wilson.
Amy Sudbeck.
Chris Darrow.
Any staff on the phone?
Please press star 9 if you would like to raise your hand.
Anyone? Any staff on the phone? Any public on the phone?
Please press star 9.
Please state your name and affiliation for the record.
Monica Martinez, public.
Anyone else? Okay, moving on to the agenda approval. I'll take a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second. It passes. First up on old business is the building assessment. Alan.
Yeah, I just actually talked with our chief procurement officer, Lex Sorrento, and we received that building assessment yesterday.
Oh, great.
So we have it in hand. There's been a very preliminary assessment on it, and I would ask Lex to give a little bit of a summary of it. But I do want to highlight for the committee that the executive directors have not fully reviewed that assessment yet, nor made any recommendations to it.
Okay, great. Go ahead, Lex.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm referencing the survey that was stated 831, I believe, from RSA. And just some of the preliminary thoughts as we went through it, or I went through it this morning or last night, just a few things that are identified on the capital summary page that I have in front of you, just to kind of understand the chart, the estimated replacement date. So basically highlighting, as you go through the report, the dates 2019 and 2020 would be where I would probably focus our immediate attention on as far as reviewing what those repairs or those upgrades might entail. And so if you go to the estimated replacement date on those, the estimated cost, if you look at the estimated age column, there's zero. There's, you know, for example, the boiler, zero, the chiller replacement, 3. That would that is referencing the fact that we have recently made some of those upgrades and changes. So that's our current estimated age of those items. And so then the middle column there, the average life expectancy, is just kind of what is more of a median age for those items. And so understanding that, we have an estimated replacement date. Where some of the report, we need some more clarification from the engineers and from the contractor on the TBD, are just some of the clarifying things what we found preliminary through the report as I was going through it, that I just need more clarification. So our next step from RSA would pretty much be to get a revised and complete report and provide estimated replacement to the and replacement values to those items that we are targeting.
Is it your goal that the estimated cost will be completely filled in when it's complete?
Yes, that's our goal, is to get as many estimated costs for all these items. From that, we can then prioritize value, we can prioritize estimated replacement dates to really put together a 20-year plan that we would sit down with the executive directors and potentially, the CFO, to kind of look at a plan to, you know, perhaps amortize and kind of look at some of those repairs as we move forward.
So the first step is to complete this report.
Yes, sir.
The second step would be to develop a plan.
Yes.
For what you're going to prioritize.
Yes.
And then after that, you're going to bring to the board a plan with a cost structure.
Right. What we're intending to do is, with that full cost, present the budget ultimately to the board for approval in getting access to the retained funds that are currently in the building program.
Great.
So we're not looking at any new funds for this. We just want to prioritize the use of existing and restricted funding.
Thank you. Is that it, Lex? Alan?
Yeah. I believe that's it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Julie, do you have any questions for Alan or Lex?
My only question was about a structural analysis. Can Lex, do you have any more information on, with the recent earthquake activity and potential shear wall issues at all? The recommendation for further structural analysis is all that jumped out at me.
Through the chair, Ms. Sandy, the immediate, when I was looking over that, what they kind of referenced there, or what they did reference, was like some of the cracking of the masonry or the brick, mostly on the south stairwell. I believe that's what that is. And they recommended replacing that, which we do, which we can get a plan to put that together. Actually, that's part of the plan right now. They also just recommended that they might want to take a look, if you do break into it, look at the insulation, as it might have deteriorated over the life of the building. Or the only concerns that we saw as reference to the structural was just some of the aesthetics of the building. But nothing jumped out immediately.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, I will certainly read this nice big document and get back with Alan with any questions. Thank you, Lex.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan. All right, moving on to item number 4B, just a quick update on the audit, where we're at and how we're progressing.
With the timeline, we have submitted all the requested documentation by the OMB for our current budget. Separately, we have put that into a shared folder for the committee's access to see the documents that have been submitted. I do need to highlight they are confidential at this stage. It is deliberative process in reviewing that budget, but the information is available for board members to review on a confidential basis in that folder.
Okay. Thank you. Julie, you have any questions for Alan or Brenda on the audit?
No, nothing for me.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We'll move to item number 5. I'll take a motion to go into executive session.
One second. Sorry. I'm moving between things. I move that the Budget and Audit Subcommittee enter an executive session to discuss confidential matters related to budget, audit, financial statements, loan modification, investment policy, strategy, and the strategic planning session.
Second by Albert Fogel. We are now in executive session. All right. I want to advise that the Budget and Audit Subcommittee has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session. With that, I will move to board comments. Julie.
I appreciate very much all of the information that was presented today, and I appreciate the efforts from staff, but I don't have anything further.
Thank you, Julie. I just want to say my appreciation to Alan and Jim and Chris. Just superb job. And you know, this is our first stab at it, and hopefully we get faster. But I think we're doing good work for Alaska, trying to keep businesses and people employed. So thank you. With that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. We're adjourned. Oh, thank Alan.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Nice to meet you, Jim. Oh, yeah, and don't forget to ask them.